Welcome to the .com Magazine Entrepreneur Spotlight Series, where your host, Andy Jacob, interviews leading entrepreneurs, founders, and CEOs about their incredible companies and discusses their unique entrepreneurial journeys. If you're the CEO or founder of an exciting and exceptional company, the editorial team of .com Magazine welcomes you to pitch your business story to appear on this exciting interview series by reaching out to Mr. Jacob at .com Magazine at .commagazine.com. And without further ado, here is another amazing entrepreneurial story on the .com Magazine Entrepreneur Spotlight Series.
Hello, everyone. Andy Jacob here with the .com Magazine Entrepreneur Spotlight Series. I have a remarkable show today. You know, every single day at .com Magazine, we hear from people that watch the show, that read the online magazine, and they say, Jake, we love it when you bring in worldwide leading experts in their particular field. And of course, we love talking to entrepreneurs about their business, and very rarely do we get someone of Larry Kozin's expertise on the show. Larry is the founder and CEO of Main Street Chamber Holdings. It's an incredible business. We're going to get into it and we're going to talk about how it evolved. But what he really does is he helps entrepreneurs. His company, his holding company, helps other companies. They're somewhat of an incubator, but so much more. Larry, let's get into it. I have so many questions for you. Congratulations on what you're doing at Main Street Chamber Holdings, and welcome to the show.
Thank you, Andy. Pleasure to be here with you.
All right, Larry, let's break it down. As you know, we've become famous for asking our guests to pull it back to 30,000 feet. So let's pull the lens back to 30,000 feet and tell us about Main Street, and then we're going to get into it because we have so many questions, not only from me, but from our viewers as well.
Awesome. Well, really started back in 2000 with the Main Street Chamber of Commerce. That we took that Chamber of Commerce business model and we've flipped it on its head. Our membership is 100% free because we believe that a relationship with a business owner is much more valuable than the traditional Chamber of Commerce that charge up front for membership with no guarantee of return on investment. So this free Chamber of Commerce just developed into an incubation system because we have sister companies that help companies go national and taking local businesses that have a successful model. And then through licensing, we're able to expand nationally. And we have many examples, Andy, in the portfolio, in our holdings of companies that did just that.
Yeah, I love it so much. We want to get into how you help companies because you've got such a great lineup of experts and people that are on the team throughout the world that help all these companies through their incubation process. But, you know, you've completed a reverse merger and now you're traded as a publicly traded company. Let's get into that just briefly because that's exciting news. And I wanted to make sure that we were able to get that out to our people that watch the show.
Yeah. So that's been our goal for a long time, is to become a public company. We have so many different partners and different businesses that we own now that we felt that having an exit strategy is a very important part of the puzzle of being an entrepreneur, being business. Is yes, it's, you want to run the business, you want to be profitable, but the exit strategy is where the public part comes into play, because when a partner or a company is ready to retire or to sell, there's not a restriction to get the other partners to agree, disagree. What's the price? That we have a price every day of what the stock is worth. All of our partners have an interest and have shares in the public company, Main Street Chamber Holdings. And when they're ready to exit, they can sell their shares or they can retire and sell their shares as even a monthly revenue.
Yeah, retirement. It's a fascinating approach, a fascinating idea. And of course, one thing, Larry, that you become known for, especially now with the new business, with this new holding company, is, you know, your model is to incubate successful local companies. And I love that so much. And you want to help them expand nationally through licensing and acquisition, you know, and things like that. What's this sort of mindset of yours, Larry, throughout the years, that it makes sense to sort of focus in on those successful local companies?
Well, it's really, Andy, because that's where I come from. In 1982, I was blessed to have my first furniture business, and I always had an expansion mindset. I talked to franchise consultants that wanted to charge me hundreds of thousands of dollars. I tried to expand on my own, which was a nightmare. I figured, well, if I'm making $10,000 a month in one store, if I had two stores, I'll make $20,000 a month. Well, it didn't work that way because I had the overhead, the extra expense. I had to hire people. And so licensing is a way where you can teach other people your business in a different market, make money on the license fee, and then also share back-end revenue. It's an alternative to franchising. So I was my own client in that regard. And what really turned it around for me that gave me the solution was 16 years ago, I met a gentleman on the golf course in Las Vegas who was a licensing expert who opened up hundreds of 99-cent stores around the country for independent owners in rural towns. And so we got together and we just applied that to the furniture business, opened up over 300 locations called Ideal Furniture nationwide. And then we realized if we could do that in the furniture business, which is a very difficult business, believe me, we could do it for other businesses. And so not only, Andy, do we help these local business owners expand nationally, but also entrepreneurs that just have an idea. We're able to take that idea and incubate it and turn it into a national business, like Dirty Laundry Solutions, as an example. Peter Trang, an entrepreneur that had the idea, like an Instacart or a DoorDash of delivering food or groceries. We have a pickup and delivery service called Dirty Laundry Solution that pick up people laundry, professionally launder it at a laundromat and deliver it back. Talk about stimulating, you know, local entrepreneurs, because it's not only the laundromats that we help, but we have wash, dry, fold operators that have their own business, just like an Uber driver and Instacart. But it's really more an independent business where they could really do well, more than just a gig.
I love it, Larry. And of course, for the entrepreneurs watching the show, rewind what Larry just said. He did business on a golf course and somebody gave him a great idea and one thing led to another. And there he was. I mean, he built one of the, you know, one of the most fastest growing furniture distribution centers, you know, throughout the country. You know, he's got the Dirty Laundry Solutions. He's got the White Glove for Less Logistics, Advanced Marketing System, so many. Larry, when you were in the furniture business, what did you learn from building such a massive, successful business that you now have taken, you know, into your current business at Main Street Chamber Holdings? And what do you want to impart on sort of the companies you're incubating from this past learning experience you had by building this incredible furniture business?
Sure, Andy. I think the biggest thing I learned was being an owner-operator and building relationships. Obviously, I just didn't start a furniture business. I was a furniture salesman. I was on commission. It's like the customer comes in, sell them, you know, get the money, make the deal. But when you're a business owner, it's about relationship building. And that's what we impart, that most of our business opportunities are owner operators that have relationships with local business owners. And it's about Main Street Chamber is all about members doing business with members. So everybody needs furniture and mattress. Everybody does laundry. Everybody needs logistics. You know, everything in our portfolio synergistically works together to fight against corporate America, to be quite frank, and to really build those local business owners up.
Yeah, it makes all the sense in the world, Larry. And of course, this new business model to incubate successful local businesses, help them expand nationally through licensing and other means, you know, and then have them part of this public company where the company can stay on or cash out is absolutely remarkable. Now, you've got big plans. I mean, I know what's on the plans. I've read the plans. I know about the plans. And I tell you, I'm blown away. I mean, you're planning to acquire, you know, hundreds of innovative companies over the next 3 to 5 years. Let's talk about that because that's very aggressive.
Yes. Well, if you look at, I mean, probably one of the most well-known holding companies is Berkshire Hathaway. I believe the stock is trading at like $200,000 or $300,000 a share. Warren Buffett owns the largest furniture business in the United States called Nebraska Furniture Mart that's expanding. So that is a proven concept. And like I said, what we're doing is we're setting up a scenario of Main Street versus Wall Street. So part of the stock play is competing against the Teslas, the Berkshire Hathaways, the Amazons, that let's group, you know, local small businesses together. Let's teach them and partner with them to help them expand nationally. Let's bring in investors that can, you know, we see Bitcoin, we see gold and silver, we see NASDAQ, we see all these different investment vehicles. And we feel that, you know, Americans and really anybody in the world should be also investing in the local economies, because we think it's such an important part of the puzzle.
Yeah, we hear that so much. Go hyper local and you're going to win. So it sounds like a very sound approach. And of course, you know, you, what many people know is you're a best-selling author as well. You know, you co-wrote a book called Cracking the Code to Success, and you co-authored it with, of course, Brian Tracy and a number of other success experts. When we think about that book, Cracking the Code to Success, and when you talk to these hyper-local businesses, what do you see, or what are you suggesting to them? What are you consulting them about how they can crack that code of success, not only in their local market, but to expand their business nationwide?
Yeah, well, the book is really a mindset book, and it's really also in line with the philosophy of Main Street Chamber, which is to give first without expectation of return. And it's a spiritual principle. It's the basis of a free membership. You know, let's give something of value. And we basically have just seen it. You know, it's a theory that, you know, from the Bible to different, self-help books, Think and Grow Rich, they talk about this giving first mentality and this mindset of helping others. And so we just try to impart that philosophy to our partners and holdings. And it seems to be working out really well.
Yeah, I love it so much. So when we're talking about the local companies, when we're talking about the hyper-local companies that you're looking to incubate, how important to begin with before they go on their national footprint is it for them to get involved in their local community? Is that something that, you know, you at Main Street Chamber Holdings and your team sort of talk about with these local companies?
No, absolutely. It's all about the networking. Back in the day, you know, obviously things changed with the pandemic, but, you know, prior to the pandemic, you know, networking events on a local basis was a very important part of it. All of our Main Street events were free, and we brought together that micro businesses, even the word small business. You know, the government despises small businesses, like even 100 employees, you could be a small business. In my mind, that's not a small business if you have 100 employees. We really service more of the micro businesses, the owner operators. I just saw a report, Andy, that 4 million Americans quit their job in November. A lot of them are looking to be an entrepreneur. They don't want a job anymore. They want to build their own dreams. And that's what we're able to do. We share with business owners how we built Ideal Furniture. Instead of having employees and commissioned salespeople, bring in partners. We have over 5,000 furniture brokers that maybe didn't have the money to invest in a business, but for free, they can become a furniture broker from their house, and we teach them how to market. Same thing with wash, dry, fold operators. We teach them how to find clients that would like, that time is money, that could have professionally have their laundry done and delivered back to them at the convenience. So it's all about teaching, instruction, working together, and really developing those local economies. And not only the local businesses, Andy, but we're also heavily involved with local charities, local nonprofits, because they need help too. And so it's the community all working together also to help others.
Yeah, that's awesome. And of course, Larry, you know, a company that you've developed, Advanced Marketing Systems, is very fascinating to me, because what are the things that these local businesses really need to focus in on and get help with is their lead generation. Because, you know, without leads, a company doesn't go anywhere. Let's talk about that a little bit. How important is that lead generation sort of positioning in the local market for that local company to be positioned as the go-to company?
Yeah, no, that's so important, because business evolves, business changes. Back, you know, in the 80s and 90s, my whole business was based on paid advertising. Half page ads in the newspaper, the penny saver, money mailers, Valpax, TV, radio, spending all this money. What we found in the new economy is that there are more innovative ways to find customers, to find relationships for lead generation. So we use a lot of free platforms. Obviously, Facebook Marketplace is huge for us, because it's something that's free. And we teach our entrepreneurs, our partner, how to leverage social media and free types of advertising, where we could show them how to do it, or through Advanced Marketing Systems, they could pay very affordable fees and we'll do it for them. And that's the way you keep the overhead low, develop customers. And then as you develop those customers, we also have innovative systems within Advanced Marketing Systems of referral programs, and how to be partners with your customers and give them incentives for referring good services, low prices, to get more customers. So it's all synergistically works together.
Yeah, I love it. It's so comprehensive. It's so well thought out, Larry. It really makes all the sense in the world. Now, I know you're in, you know, Southern California. I'm here up in, you know, the San Francisco Bay Area right now, you know, Silicon Valley, a little bit south, and, you know, meeting so many interesting people. And one thing that comes to mind is that now when these investors and incubators and, you know, venture capitalists and angel investors are looking at companies, the single most important thing that they're looking at now versus 20 years ago is the team. I mean, they want to make sure that these companies have a great world-class team that can set their sights on world domination. So let's talk about that, Larry. How important do you feel the team is to these, you know, companies that you're going to be developing and incubating at the holdings company?
It is everything. The team is everything. And we're just blessed to have phenomenal team members, entrepreneurs with skin in the game, Lenny Giaquinto, White Glove for Less, Peter Trang, who developed Dirty Laundry Solutions and as now is an integral part of advanced licensing. The list can go on and on. I don't want to forget everybody, but we have phenomenal team members and partners in this program. And what we do when we look for, you know, our CEOs are not someone, oh, we're going to go hire a CEO for this company. We're also leadership incubators where we take entrepreneurs that, and it's their baby, it's their business, it's their ideas. And we empower them with strategies and philosophies that we learn and that we can mentor and help. And as a result, we just have a phenomenal team of operators of the holding companies that we have. And I know that, you know, in 2022 and beyond, we're going to be bringing together even more innovative leaders and partners. And like you said, our goal is to have at least 100 companies here in the next 3 to 5 years within the holding company.
Yeah, it's fantastic, Larry. Let's get into something that I feel is very fascinating, something that, of course, the entrepreneurs watching the show can learn from you as a leader in the field. When we think about the big problem, let's talk about when you speak to a local company and they're saying, Larry, you know, we've got this, we've got that, things are going well here, but we've got this big problem. Is there one or two problems that you're seeing that sort of is universal amongst these sort of local companies that you can share with our viewers today?
Sure. I think probably, you know, if you look at even the definition of a business owner or an entrepreneur, it's all about how can I expand? How can I maximize profit? And I think a lot of business owners are very frustrated with SEO marketing. There's a really a lack of understanding. It's not just a lack of understanding, but it's almost like Google and some of these platforms. They're always changing the algorithms, changing the rules. You have marketing companies that are selling these packages, and they have boiler rooms, unfortunately, of selling these different types of SEO packages where they say, we're going to get you on the, you know, on the front page of Google. We're going to do this, we're going to do that. And a lot of people are heavily disappointed. So some of the problems we see is, how do I spend marketing money effectively? How can I get more business? How can I expand nationally? Those are the areas that we see. And that's why I feel that we've been successful in bringing on these clients and growing their companies amazingly.
Yeah, it's so interesting, Larry. I just had a conversation with an entrepreneur about this very same subject. And I said to the entrepreneur, you know, what do you charge per month for your consultation? He said $30,000. I said, how many clients can you afford a month or can you service? He said 3. So I said, well, then you can make $90,000 a month. What are you willing to pay for those clients? And he said, well, I can afford to pay 10% of my gross revenue for my clients. So he can afford $9,000 a month in marketing and advertising. So my question was, well, if you can afford $9,000 a month in advertising, and based on the close ratio that you told me, you can get $100,000 of gross revenue. Are you spending the $9,000 a month? And the answer was no. So local companies, you know, we're not talking, you know, $90,000 a month for a lot of local companies. They need to have this direction on what they can afford as a marketing cost as compared to the lifetime value of their customers. Is that the way you look at it?
Well, you know, we've basically taken that business model and flipped it upside down, because yes, we do charge an upfront consulting fee, which is very reasonable to get a company to go national compared to franchising. But once they're in, we pay for all the marketing. We have an innovative way. We have home-based lead generators that we teach them how to post ads for our specific client or partner. And so there's really no cost, upfront cost, to develop the leads. And it's a very innovative way for our clients to expand without having that marketing cost.
Yeah, it's awesome what you do. And of course, that's such an innovative way to do it. And it's sort of, it comes from all of your experience, seeing what's worked and what hasn't worked. And you know, maybe failing along the way, because all entrepreneurs have some hiccups along the way, which leads me to entrepreneurship, Larry, because, you know, people are watching the show here. You've got Main Street Chamber Holdings. You know, you're going to be incubating, you know, hundreds of companies. You've got your, you know, current holdings, you know, that are involved under the holding company. And they might be saying to themselves, I wonder if this guy, Larry's, if he's ever made a mistake in his life. I mean, here he's got it going on. There's so much happening. So maybe for the younger entrepreneurs, you could sort of talk to them about what it takes to get through a pothole in the road, what it takes to get around a wall that they are facing, a roadblock, and come out the other side being very happy that they've gotten through it in a powerful way.
Yeah, Andy, that is such a great question. And I failed so many times. I can't even remember how many times I failed. But the one thing, the one mantra that I've always held on to was two words: don't quit. Whatever happens, don't quit. I see so many entrepreneurs, because we've helped hundreds of entrepreneurs go into business through our different licensing programs. And I could guarantee success if one thing, you don't quit. We've seen so many people that do hit that pothole and they quit and they're out and they go get a job and they're out. And what I found is that if you just go to work every day, get help, have mentors, get direction, something will happen that all of a sudden tomorrow, you know, the sun is shining and things are looking very rosy. When a week before it was depression and doom and gloom, you know, I've seen it so many times, Andy, that I'm just blessed that I didn't quit. And I've had great support, great mentors to help me, you know, on this road.
Yeah, Larry, it's so great to hear that. And of course, you and I both know that if you don't have those potholes, if you don't hit those walls, you're not pushing hard enough as an entrepreneur. If you're an entrepreneur and it's smooth sailing every single day and you never have a pothole or a ditch that you have to get through or around, you're just not pushing hard enough. So that makes all the sense in the world. Larry, I know you've only cut out a certain amount of time. I'm going to invite you back on the show because I want to unwind your entrepreneurial background, everything that you know about entrepreneurship, of course, get into the cracking the code to success, you know, the book that you co-author with Brian Tracy. But before I let you go, you know, one thing in your career that stands out to us at .com Magazine is this belief of paying it forward, this belief of giving back, this belief of becoming part of the community and making sure that it's not just all about business, but it's also about taking what you've been blessed to have from your business and giving back to the community, giving back to charity, and making the world a better place and making the world filled with light versus darkness. Larry, where did that come from your end, and how important is that for the incubators that you're looking at to also sort of share in that, providing light to the world?
Andy, I'm very glad you asked that question, because I look at my past, I look at my history. I was a very selfish person. I was a very greedy person. It was all about, you know, how much money can I make? And through that mindset that I used to have, it was very detrimental to my growth. Bad things were happening. And, you know, through learning and studying, you know, self-help type materials, the idea of really trying to change my mindset to be a give first mindset. What have I had to lose? I was not a happy person. I had divorces. I had bankruptcy. I had a lot of problems in business in my earlier years. And at some point, it just kind of hit me to flip the switch and started being unselfish and giving. And it turned out that as I did those things, I thought it would hurt. Oh, why should I give here? I need that money. But I just did it. And then, you know what? It actually felt good. It actually felt good to actually give. And then what ended up happening was it started coming back to me tenfold or more. So I kind of learned it out of necessity because I was beating my head at myself by doing the wrong thing. And just by trying to become a better person, doing the right thing, it's really, that's what the blessings have come back to me. And I want to share that with others.
Yeah, it's awesome. And what a great story. Thank you for self-disclosing. And of course, when you think about great entrepreneurs, you know, many of them have a story where, you know, it was all about them and they weren't thinking about others. And as soon as they sort of wrote the first check to a charity or did something like that, great things start happening back. And it's just the way the world works. And it's so fascinating to hear that story again, Larry. Wow. Well, we've unpacked so much today. And again, we're going to bring you back on the show. This has been so fascinating. And congratulations, what you're doing at Main Street Chamber Holdings. I mean, this incubator model that you have to take these local companies and put them on the path through your expertise and partnerships to a national growth strategy is really remarkable. Anybody that has a unique and interesting company, I recommend you reach out to Larry. You know, sometimes you have to keep knocking on his door and knocking on his, you know, website to get a hold of him because he's very busy. But ultimately, he wants to talk to the best of the best and the brightest of the brightest in their respective markets. So, Larry, thank you so much for coming on the show. This has been remarkable. We're going to have you back. And I just wanted to thank you so much for coming on the .com Magazine Entrepreneur Spotlight Series today.
My pleasure, Andy. Thank you so much.